By the time you hear this, we'll know if Trump is going to taco out of his threat to destroy an entire civilization, as he tweeted, yesterday morning. Trump has clearly lost his mind. He's a madman. He needs to be removed from power. And we have now, as of this recording, over 24 members of Congress are calling for Trump to be removed from power via the 25th Amendment. And I have joined that call. I agree with that. And so have many, many others, including Alex Jones and Robert Barnes and Marjorie Taylor Greene. Lots of people are seeing how insane Trump has become. He's clearly under the spell of evil Zionists. He's under the spell of insane lunatics like Mark Levin, Ben Shapiro, Laura Loomer. I would even put Glenn Beck in that same category, a boomer magatard, I call him. These people are, in my view, completely insane. And they have made Trump insane. And Trump is also compromised, clearly, by Israel because of probably whatever's in the Epstein files or whatever Trump did that they've got on him, you know, whether it's videos or audio or financial records or what have you. So Trump is insane. He's deranged. He's a sociopath. And he's also an egomaniac. He's a narcissistic egomaniac. So Trump can never lose in his mind. He can't lose any, you know, negotiation or deal. He has to be the winner no matter what, even if the entire world burns. And that's the danger that we've arrived at right now, is that Trump would rather see the entire world destroyed than for him to lose a deal, to lose a war, to lose anything. His ego is so big that it's more important to him than the lives of billions of human beings. And that's, I suppose you could say that's part of the definition of someone who is sociopathic, that they have zero compassion for anybody else. They only care about themselves, and they think they are the greatest and most important person in the entire world. And that's where Trump is right now. And remember, I was a former supporter and defender of Trump, and yes, Trump changed. So I don't blame myself. Remember, I did not vote for him this third time, but I did vote for him twice before. And, you know, Trump changed. He got compromised. I don't know when exactly that happened, but he's not the Trump that he campaigned to be. He's not the Trump that he promised to be. And he's not the Trump that I voted for twice, and perhaps many of you voted for three times. And it's not your fault. It's not my fault. This is just what happens when a person becomes totally compromised and dishonest and mentally ill. They change. And things go badly for them. So, here we are at the edge of the abyss. And as I covered in a recent podcast, the largest industrial city in the world, which is named Al-Jubail, which is over 1,000 square kilometers in size, it's massive. It's almost unimaginable to most people how big it is and how critical it is to the world's supplies. Supply chains, for example, lubricants and plastics and naphtha and feedstock materials for all kinds of industrial processes that take place all over the world. And this facility, Al-Jubail, is located in Saudi Arabia, and it is currently on fire. It is being bombed by Iran in retaliation for Israel and the United States bombing Iran's core infrastructure, power plants, bridges, railroads, etc. And Iran has promised to escalate this in response to the bombings by the U.S. and Israel. Now, notably, Iran never initiates these attacks. They respond to them being attacked first. So Iran is never the aggressor here. Iran is the responder. The aggressors are Israel and the United States, obviously. They're the ones who have started this, and they keep escalating it. But because of this what's called escalation ladder, it means that the whole world's industrial backbone is burning, or let's say is some of it's burning, and it's targeted to be destroyed based on this escalation. And if Trump goes all out and tries to destroy Persia as a civilization, which is what he's promised to do, it's not even ambiguous. He has exactly promised to do that. Then Iran has said it's going to retaliate with the utter destruction of the energy infrastructure of the Middle East, of the Gulf states, Bahrain, Qatar, UAE, you know, Kuwait, etc. Even probably Oman, I would imagine. That is going to render the entire region uninhabitable, which means there will be no workers, there will be no food or water, no air conditioning, no electricity, and no exports. And that will collapse the world as we know it. It will take the world that we've known and it will turn it upside down, and we will have Mad Max scenarios, not everywhere, but in many areas. The nations that will be hit the hardest are a lot of Asian nations like South Korea and, well, let's say Indonesia, Malaysia, India, of course, but also Taiwan, Japan, etc. And then Europe will be hit next very aggressively. Europe will suffer economic collapse, civil society collapse, etc. The United States is probably the most insulated from this, but China and Russia are also fairly well insulated. So who's going to suffer are the smaller nations, while the larger empire nations are going to be able to make it through this. But even then, in the U.S., we will see much higher grocery prices, higher transportation costs. We will see higher fuel prices and fuel scarcity and lubricant scarcity that will affect transportation in a huge way. And this is going to last for years if this escalation continues, and if Al-Jubail is largely destroyed, then the world as you know it comes to an end. It's such a dire threat that I am actively looking again at 3D printing technology, which I used years ago and I demonstrated years ago, and it's come a long way since then. But I'm looking at the need to be able to 3D print nylon components. Why nylon? Because it's production ready, wear resistant, extremely durable. If you can 3D print nylon parts, then you can make a lot of the parts that you might need in order to survive. You know, you can make tools or handles for tools. You can make frames for drones. You know, you can manufacture a lot of your own things. You can make plumbing parts, for example, using nylon 3D printing. So I'm taking a new look at that. I'm going to see if there's anything really substantially new in that realm. Nylon is a particularly difficult filament to work with because it absorbs water just sitting around. You have to dry it in an oven before you print with it. And it also likes to warp like a lot of those filaments do. So you have to have a heated chamber, etc. It's everything gets complicated, and life is going to get complicated because the conveniences that you have lived with, that I have lived with, those conveniences are going up in flames right now in the Middle East, thanks to Trump, who is controlled by evil demonic Zionists and, you know, demon-possessed influencers or podcasters. And, you know, again, I would put Mark Levin in that category easily. There are others, but, you know, he's probably one of the best examples of a raging demonic lunatic who's actively calling for genocide. But there are others. So if Trump is not removed from power, then the world as you know it comes to an end. And if Trump launches a nuclear weapon, as it seems like he is doing, or threatening to do, then the United States of America will be nuked in retaliation. No question about it. You'll have nuclear detonations in cities like Denver, Houston, Chicago, Washington, D.C., New York City, Los Angeles, etc. And it will be catastrophic for our world. So be prepared for these worst case scenarios, because that's exactly where Trump is headed. If he's not removed from power, it could mean the destruction of the United States of America, not simply the destruction of Iran. In fact, I think Persia will survive, but the U.S., I'm not so sure about that. So stay tuned and follow my reports at brightvideos.com and also my articles at naturalnews.com. And thank you for listening. Pray for assault. Pray for humanity right now. Take care. Yes, the world is getting crazy, but here at the Health Ranger store, we're putting together a survival supply assortment for you. If you go to healthrangerstore.com/survival, you'll see what we put together for you, including iodine and Iosat. That's a specific brand name of potassium iodide that's FDA approved. Or we have the nascent iodine here, which is less expensive in terms of the iodine that you get. These are available in case things go nuclear. It's clear that you will not be able to find any of this for sale anywhere. All the inventories will be wiped out, like what happened after Fukushima in 2011. So if you want to get your hands on some iodine, this is a chance to get it right now. healthrangerstore.com/survival. In addition, we have many other survival items for you here, including some silver solutions, some spirulina available in bulk and at a discount, and then a large assortment of storable organic food that's laboratory tested, including our Ranger Bucket sets. Here's a 195-day supply. We've got the mini buckets, and we've also got number 10 cans available of freeze-dried fruits and vegetables and other things like miso soup powder. Here's some of the buckets. There's a big variety available. Here are some of the number 10 cans right here. Remember, a lot of people are missing fruit. They don't have enough vitamin C in their storable food. So, you know, getting bananas and pineapples and strawberries, especially, again, certified organic, freeze-dried. That is the highest quality with the highest nutrient preservation that you can get in any kind of a storable food format. All of this is available right now and so much more. Just go to healthrangerstore.com/survival. And because the freeze-dried foods last for so long, you know, even if you don't eat them this year or next year, just keep them on the shelf. They're going to last a very long time with good preservation, a long shelf life, and they will have value no matter what happens in the world. Now, of course, I'm praying for peace. I'm praying for de-escalation. I don't want to see World War III break out, and I certainly don't want it to go nuclear. But we're dealing with insane times and insane leaders and insane situations. Who knows what could happen tomorrow or next week? Disruptions could happen here in the United States. There could be, you know, domestic attacks that disrupt supply chains here in the U.S. So stock up early, stock up now, get your emergency food, emergency medicine, iodine, anything else that you think that you might need. Get it now. And by doing so, by shopping with us, you'll be supporting our platforms and our AI engines that we offer for free. That's funded in part by sales from our store. So shop with us at healthrangerstore.com/survival and help yourself get prepared and also help us bring you more free tools and platforms that can keep you informed no matter what happens in the world. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for your support. God bless you all. Take care.